Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Wednesday, May 24. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, a market on razor's edge. On Monday, the market experienced a flash crash. Now, you may have missed it, because it was over almost before it began. This tiny crash was triggered by an alleged photo on Twitter that a fire was burning near the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. But before our little dip could gain any momentum, the local fire department declared that there was no fire, and several sharp-eyed Twitter commentators noticed that the photo was created by AI, artificial intelligence. Wall Street then saw the whole thing as a hoax, and the tiny crash was over. From start to finish, the entire event took about 15 minutes. But in that short time, an estimated $500 billion in market cap had been lost as traders slammed their sell buttons hard. Now, unfortunately, most of the discussion since then has centered on the relative merits of the AI that created the photo and whether or not it was a credible deception. While that may be a wonderful discussion for my friends in tech, it misses the larger story for those of us in finance. For us, the who and why of this story gives a fascinating insight into just how fragile the current bull market is. Let's begin with the who. Now, much of this will be speculation on my part, but it is based on experience. So let's take a guess at just who was hitting those sell buttons. The speed and size of the reaction indicates that these sell orders were likely from large institutions. If retail investors like you and me hit all our sell buttons at once, we still could not equal the sheer volume we saw in those 15 minutes on Monday. No, these were big trades of 10,000 shares or more. That's what it takes to move the markets that dramatically. So it was likely the funds that were selling, large mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and index funds, all those funds that we are most familiar with, as many may be our investments. Collectively, these are the retail funds that we likely have our IRA, 401k, or other long-range retirement accounts invested in. The majority of these funds are passively managed and rely on benchmarks to guide their investment strategy. The most popular of these kinds of funds rely on the Standard & Poor's 500 Index as their guide. These funds try to match the performance of the top 500 stocks and benefit from the long-term appreciation of the stock market. Now, these kinds of funds were invented by the legendary investment manager John Bogle, founder of the Vanguard Funds. Bogle's style of investing followed the benchmark and has come to dominate the way that most of us invest. It has provided market average returns by utilizing extremely low expenses and passing most of those returns onto us, the investors. It's a strategy that has worked well and enabled investment managers to handle the vast sums they currently manage. Hat tip to Mr. Bogle. However, we may be coming to a time when this type of investment management reaches a blip, that 1 in 1,000 time when passive investing runs into trouble, and that's what I think happened on Monday. For a fund, any fund, the most difficult time is when many of your fund investors decide to sell. In the industry, we call these times of net redemptions. It's when the sellers outpace the fund buyers. It most often occurs during bear markets, where investors are exiting the stocks. Interestingly, the longest sustained period of net redemption was in the 1970s, before Bogle's model of benchmark investing gained market share. In the old fund investment model, where a fund manager actively guided the fund, they could anticipate fund redemptions and build up their cash reserves by selling positions early. Then, when the redemptions hit, they already had the cash on hand to meet them. But by investment policy, and often by prospectus, that is not an option for these new benchmark funds. They must remain fully invested at all times, matching the benchmark. For them, redemptions become a reactive condition where fund redemptions begin, and simultaneously, fund managers must also sell to meet those redemptions. And that's exactly what I believe happened on Monday. Benchmark fund managers saw a wave of redemptions headed their way and were selling to meet what was coming. Now, what led the funds to believe that redemptions might be in their future? Answer, the comments of outspoken St. Louis Fed President James Bullard earlier Monday morning. Those comments demolished Wall Street's predominant view of the Federal Reserve's actions on interest rates the rest of this year. Wall Street thought that the last interest rate hike just 3 weeks ago was going to be it. In Wall Street parlance, that hike was terminal, and we could start putting interest rates behind us. High interest rates are always an impediment to investors, as high rates slow the economy and make other interest rate-sensitive investments more attractive. But Bullard utterly destroyed the notion that the Fed was through raising interest rates. He flatly stated that interest rates would need to go higher this year, likely by 50 basis points. And, quote, if inflation is not controlled, the Fed will have to do a lot more and should err on the side of doing more, said Bullard. Not only was the last hike not terminal, but Bullard is saying that we could see interest rates that are much, much higher this year. This came as a total shock to the street. All of our assumptions about the direction of interest rates and the monetary tightening of the Federal Reserve would have to be revised. Bullard had made clear that this Fed was likely much more hawkish than most of us thought possible. From Bullard's point of view, the chances of recession are very low, as exhibited by the strong labor market. Many analysts, myself included, could not disagree more. From our perspective, a recession lurks close by, with many calling for recession sometime next year. But Bullard made clear that the Fed does not see a recession anytime soon, and thus feels free to continue raising interest rates. Shocking. And as Wall Street was mulling over those words from James Bullard, came the word that the Pentagon was on fire. Well, what would you do? If you're a benchmark fund manager, you'd likely hit the sell button. And that's just what many did on Monday. And that's ValueSide for Wednesday, May 24. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.